YHY monitoring.
For YHY and for ZLK, good afternoon. My name is Shane.
Shane, KO4YHY.
Good afternoon, and what is your name?
Name's Jim.
I think we've actually spoken before. I apologize for not remembering the name. I remember calls a lot better than I remember names, it seems like.
And that I understand calls and faces before I understand names.
I wanted to say hello and let you know you're not the only one out here. I think there's always someone monitoring it. There's a lot of people that listen but don't speak very often. And I don't have a lot of time. I'm driving between pickups here. I'm still working. But I just wanted to say hello to you, Jim.
I used to be one that listened all the time. Now I get on once in a while. And who knows? But I'm retired, so I'm free to go.
Yeah, I listened for a lot of years, and I'd get on every once in a while. But I made some good friends. And get out there and throw your call out and start canning conversations. You meet a lot of nice people.
There are always sandbaggers.
I thought you might be out there. Hello, Tom. It's one of the good friends I've made on the radio. Go ahead, Jim.
Sandbaggers, they keep the radio going, though.
Good afternoon, Jim. I just wondered if he'd recognize me. My voice is not very recognizable. Hi. Well, Shane, I sure wish we could get some weather here. It was only 18, degrees this morning. And I went out and I had to put some insulation tape on the valves out the side of the chicken pen. My hands like to froze off, and I had to run to the tin barn and breathe out of the dad-burned little electric heater and take a natural glycerin. That's a sign of old age.
Tom, you need to be careful out there. I don't know if we got down to 18 where I was, even up. But I don't think it was 18 this morning.
40 is cold.
This man must be from the South. Well, I'm from Kansas originally, Jim, 15 years ago. And I got to tell you, it's cold up there. But really, the weather there, right? So far this year has not been a great deal of difference than it is down here, Shane, but my weather station says 18 and gusting wind out there made it cold.
That's probably true. It's probably cold. My weather app said I need to get something where I've got the temperature right in my house. I know they make those little thermometers you could even put outside, the outdoor thermometers. But I'm saving up for a weather station. But I'm gonna give it to you guys. I gotta make a pickup here. Nice to hear you, Jim. Hope to hear you on again. Get on here as often as you want. There's always somebody to talk to. Tom, we'll talk to you later. N0TR to take it. N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. You have a safe day most of all. And you need one of them AccuRite weather stations. And they're $100 to $200, depending on what you get. Now, you can go for a Davis or that, but in reality, if it's as accurate as the AccuRites are, about the only thing I've ever had go wrong with them, Shane, is the anemometer on one or two of them over the years of went kaput. And a spider got up in there once. Gary had that problem, too, one time. But they're pretty reliable, and I really enjoy mine. They have a plethora of different choices. Take care, Shane. Go ahead, Jim. This is N0TR.
So YHY. It's my shack is 44 degrees right now. My radios are in my shed.
My anemometer's out on a piece of conduit with a 90-degree bend up there, and it sticks about 3 or 4 feet away from it. And it's in the direct sunlight. It says 45 degrees, 27% humidity. And it feels like 36 with the wind. So we're pretty close, within 1 degree, Jim.
can't be much closer than that.
Beth just brought me some celery with cheese in it. And I'm watching the news, and they're talking about the relief efforts with Vice President Vance up in North Carolina. So I'm going to let you go. And it's nice to meet you this afternoon. This is N0TR, and that's my initials, Tom Rouse. Take care, Jim. N0TR, clear.
KO4YHY, clear.